not what I ought to be. I'm not
what I want to be, but I
want to
not
what I ought to be.
I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling, Christ Jesus, for I want to be. God wants me to be.
One more time.
Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not
what I want to be, but I know
one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be. God wants me to be.
The next one now. Oh, Lord, give me strength as I run this race, to stay on the path no matter what I face. Jesus Christ in my heart, I feel the change growing from the start. Who can bring a clean thing out of the unclean? None but Jesus Christ, call him on the scene. Lord, make me anew. Oh,
I'm not
what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing.
I'm not
what I used to be.
I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be. God wants me to be.
For I want to be. God wants me to be.
And sit down.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 So great to be in the house of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Brethren, I want to give this short testimony. The Bible says that and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. So that if the Lord does something to you, just let the brethren know and the devil will be ashamed.
Amen.
Amen. It is a year exactly this month, February, that we were on our way to church Sunday, and we had an accident on the key road. We were just in the traffic when a car just bank into our back, and we just move forward and bank into the next car. And gracefully, God delivered us. So we were in very much hurt. I have to go for some physiotherapies, and my wife and Jesse have to do some x-rays. But God saved our lives. And so strangely, this morning we prayed when we were coming to church. We said, Lord, we are coming to church today, and this meeting the devil hates. So he tried to make you late or try to confuse you, try to put things in your way that you can't enjoy the service. So Lord, let that great angel go before us. And brethren, if you pray and you don't see any sign, you don't see any miracle, don't worry, the Lord has heard you already.
Amen.
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 And I promise that I won't be late to church again. So I want to be here exactly 10 o'clock.
Amen.
So I started the journey. And brethren, just the road where we had an accident last year, on the 5th of February, on the key road, just when you get into the church street, and I was on the bridge. I was just waiting for the traffic to turn green so that I could just proceed. And it's a dual carriage road, so we had two cars. Normally, when I'm driving, I use the right-hand side when we are two cars, so that if there's a car coming from here and mistakenly he has to cause an accident, I'll be here and hit this one, and I'll be safe. But this time, I don't know, I got into the way, and I always use the right road because it leads directly to church. And there was a traffic on the right road, so I decided to stay in the left lane. It was empty. I was just waiting for the light to turn green. As soon as it turned green, I started to move. And this car coming from the key road straight, shim, it just passed. And we said, hey, this car, that was dangerous. But then, as soon as I said that, I began to move, and another car speed. That was so fast than the first one. It was just the grace of God alone. Amen. But if I have moved, you might have heard bad news. The car would have pulled us all into the living river. And I was just shivering in the car. And I want to say that the Lord, the great angel of the Lord, always go before you.
Amen.
I believe that he held my car away, even though it was green. But he held my car from moving forward.
Amen.
The devil was pushing that car to cross the red light, but the Lord held my car.
Amen.
And I thank the Lord that we are alive today.
Amen.
And I know that once we prayed, but if you're not in the habit of praying to the Lord, always when you wake up in the morning, pray to the Lord. When you go back to bed, pray to the Lord.
Amen.
But because it's not about you locking your doors and covering yourself with a duvet that makes you safe.
Amen.
It's just the grace of God alone.
Amen.
So let us all be in the habit of praying before we go out.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Ну скажите, как не петь здесь аллилуйя?
How can you not sing hallelujah?
Amen.
Когда благодать Божья все сама делает.
When grace of God does everything.
Жизни не хватит, чтобы поблагодарить его за все.
We don't have enough lifetime to be grateful to God for everything.
Я хочу вас поприветствовать.
I want to greet you all.
Поприветствовать всех, кто ожидает его присутствие.
Who is waiting for his presence?
Во имя Иисуса Христа.
Or for his coming.
И я хочу передать привет от нашей маленькой группки.
And I pass greetings. I pass greetings from my small group. Our small group.
Очень маленькая группа.
Very, very small.
Меньше, чем вы думаете.
Less than you expect.
У нас две семьи из Литвы.
We have two families in Lithuania.
Вот я веду пение в этой большой группе.
I lead songs in that big
group. Мы живем в деревне.
We live in the countryside.
Я фермер с одной коровой.
And I have a farm with one cow.
Аллилуйя.
Я хочу спеть песенку.
I want to sing one song.
Мы здесь странники.
We are pilgrims here. I have English words.
И просто идем и поем аллилуйя.
And we walking and singing hallelujah.
Песенка будет.
Next one will be.
О том, что я буду Бога восхвалять.
The it says I will praise the Lord.
Потому что Он дает радость пути.
Because He gives joy in the journey.
Он меня любит.
He loves me.
Он обещал, что Он заберет отсюда.
And He promised to take me away from here.
Esam Dievo vaikai, keliaujam į namus. Aleluja, aleluja. Mes esam Dievo vaikai, keliaujam į namus. Aleluja, aleluja, aleluja. Восхвалять, каждый день петь и воспевать Его имя, Его имя. благ и милостив мой Иисус. Ничего с ним я не боюсь, о, как благ он, о, как благ он. Иисус нам радость дает, нас очень любит и ждет, и как не спеть тут аллилуйя. Иисус наш скоро придет, нас над землей вознесет, и вечный дом на небеса заберет. Как прекрасно жить со Христом, мир и радость лишь в нем одном. О, как благ он, о, как благ он. Как любовь его глубока, как прекрасна и широка. О, как благ он, о, как благ он. Иисус нам радость дает, нас очень любит и ждет, и как не спеть тут аллилуйя. Иисус нас скоро придет, нас над землей вознесет, и вечный дом на небеса заберет. Иисус нам радость дает, нас очень любит и ждет, и как не спеть тут аллилуйя. Иисус наш скоро придет, нас над землей вознесет, и вечный дом на небеса заберет. И вечный дом на небеса заберет. И вечный дом на небеса заберет.
It's good to know we'll spend eternity together, and we'll sing songs all throughout eternity. And the one good thing about in eternity, there'll be no more barriers. The barriers of the tongue. We'll all speak one language in one voice. Amen. We'll be able to understand each other. But until then, we just smile at each other.
Amen.
Спасибо большое.
Hallelujah.
Let's sing that song. Can we just, that song there says, Father of life,
yes,
seated on a throne of grace. It's not only by your mercy we are saved. It's only by your mercy we are saved.
Amen.
It's just my voice can't go that way. Amen. Amen.
Father of life, seated on a throne of grace. It's only by your mercy we are saved. Lord, you have said, if we call upon your name, we and our families will be saved. So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace. Lord,
till the day you take us all away.
So we cry out your name, El Shaddai, God of grace, Lord Most High, Jesus Christ. Crown in praise,
come to a time of prayer, the song says we rely on your grace. Saints, we're relying on his grace today. We're relying on his grace in his word, in his spirit. He's faithful to his promises. And whatever you need inside of your life today, why not call upon his name? Let's rely on his grace. Let's all pray. Heavenly Father, I do thank you, Lord Jesus, upon this day. And Father, thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen, Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Saints, let's be seated for a few minutes here. We do greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. It's wonderful to gather in his name. His name is real.
Son nom est vrai.
Is it not wonderful when his name reflects inside of your soul?
Se reflète dans nos âmes.
It's not just a name.
C'est pas seulement un nom.
Just any other name.
Comme tout autre nom.
But it's his life.
C'est sa vie.
It's his quickening.
C'est sa vivification.
It's his grace.
C'est sa grâce.
And to gather as his people in his name.
Et quand nous rassemblons comme son peuple en son
nom, is a great, great privilege.
C'est un grand privilège.
We wanted to greet Brother Sir Roger, the brother who sang for us.
J'aimerais saluer
his wife Inessa, they're with us from Lithuania.
Et son épouse, ils sont de Lituanie.
They've come for their 20th anniversary, so we do
ils
congratulate
sont venus
them on that.
Pour leur 20e anniversaire, nous les félicitons.
It's nice
ça.
To see.
C'est bien de voir
things that have been time tested.
Que les choses qui ont été éprouvées par le temps.
Everybody is an expert.
Chacun est un expert.
When they first begin.
Commençons seulement.
But the people you really listen to.
Mais ceux à qui il faut écouter.
Are the people that have been time tested.
C'est les gens qui ont été éprouvés dans le temps.
So we do really appreciate the brother, his wife.
Nous apprécions réellement
le
frère
et son épouse. Really sorry that he came at the time that we're moving house.
Nous sommes désolés qu'ils arrivent quand nous déménageons.
So it was a bit of a working holiday.
Nous étions en train de travailler.
Because they helped us for 2 days carrying furniture and things. We do appreciate the help that everybody gave us on that as well.
Nous apprécions comme
I'd really thank the Lord. He gave us a real nice house.
Je remercie le Seigneur qui nous a donné.
We had to move from our old house.
Nous devions quitter notre ancienne maison.
The Lord has a principle.
Dieu a un principe.
He doesn't take away without giving something better.
Il ne retire pas sans donner quelque chose
en remplacement. And he gave us exceedingly abundantly above what we could
ask
for. Il nous
donne au-delà de tout ce que nous espérons.
There's certain places you go, you just say, this was just a gift from God. It's just a
wonderful place. Il y a des endroits où tu vas, tu dis, ça c'est vraiment un don de Dieu.
And I'm just so thankful. You know, God is really in control of all things.
Qu'il a été si merveilleux.
Just wanted to give a few announcements here.
Quelques annonces.
First, concerning Brother Lubanza.
Concernant le frère Lubanza.
Brother Lubanza is going to be with us in Dublin for a year.
Frère Lubanza va être avec
so
nous
we're very happy with that.
Année.
He's going to be maybe with us on weekends, maybe once a month, because obviously he travels a lot.
Comme il voyage beaucoup, peut-être une fois par
but
mois.
He's come to do
nous.
Studies here, and he's got a visa for 1 year.
Il a un visa d'une année d'études.
So we really do appreciate that.
Nous aimons vraiment cela.
You know, so I've asked the brother whenever he will be here on the weekend, let us know. We'll arrange some special meetings.
Qu'il nous dise quand il est là le weekend.
And I think it'll be a real blessing for the Church of God.
Bénédiction pour l'Église.
We appreciate everything that God sends our way.
Nous remercions tout ce que Dieu envoie.
God has diversities of ministries.
Pour les diversités de
because he knows our needs.
Parce qu'il connaît nos besoins.
And he wants to minister us to the place.
Et il veut nous amener à un endroit.
That is appointed for us.
Qu'il avait préparé.
So we really do welcome the brother in our midst.
Nous recevons le frère au milieu
I really pray the Lord will bless him.
Et nous croyons
and may we be a blessing to him as well.
Et nous serons une bénédiction
while the brother is with us.
Pendant qu'il est avec nous.
Next weekend we have communion service on Saturday.
Le samedi prochain, il y aura communion.
So we'd really invite the saints to come along.
Nous invitons les saints à venir.
There's something precious about communion service.
Il y a quelque chose de précieux
I love it above all the other services. Communion service is the most precious service.
Communion, c'est le service le plus
so
précieux.
Let's come together in his name
venons ensemble en son
to remember his death.
Pour nous rappeler de son
that means Friday evening.
Le vendredi soir,
this coming Friday is outreach.
Et nous aurons des services
so I just wanted to ask the brothers who do outreach to stay behind after service.
J'aimerais
we just wanted to have a bit of a talk about that.
Qui font l'évangélisation de rester après
and we'd really ask everybody to keep in prayer about the outreach.
Nous demanderons à tous ceux qui ne viennent pas de
the power of anything is in the preparation.
La puissance de toute chose est dans la préparation.
The power of anything is in prayer.
C'est dans la prière.
The prophet says the secret of his meetings.
Le prophète dit le secret de
he says it was the people who laid on their faces and prayed
c'était quand les gens pouvaient se
while he was in the service of the Lord.
Que lui, il
he says réunions. If it wasn't for these men,
il dit, si c'était pas pour ces gens,
he said I'd go down.
Je serais par terre.
You know, so I'd really ask the saints to pray for
c'est
Friday.
Pourquoi je demande aux saints de prier pour
because
le vendredi.
We can go out,
nous pouvons aller dehors,
but it needs him to go before.
Mais nous voulons que lui nous précède.
Without his leadership,
sans sa conduite,
it's just people doing their best.
C'est seulement des gens essayant de faire
but with his leadership,
mais avec sa conduite,
His will be done.
Sa volonté sera faite.
Things can be achieved.
Les choses peuvent être
testimonies will come forth.
Les témoignages seront donnés.
There'll be fruits.
Il y aura des fruits.
The fruits of his kingdom.
Des fruits de son royaume.
And that's what we desire. So let's pray for that. That's Friday is outreach.
Ce vendredi aura
Saturday
le samedi
is our communion service.
C'est notre réunion de communion.
Then in 3 weekends' time, that's St. Patrick's Day weekend, just a reminder.
Dans le weekend de Saint Patrick,
we're having our convention.
Nous aurons la convention.
As I said, we brought it forward from Easter this year to St. Patrick's weekend.
Nous l'avons amené de la Pâque au weekend de Saint Patrick.
So Brother Crosby is coming.
Il y a le frère Crosby qui
and possibly one other brother, but we're still trying to arrange. There's a bit of a logistical problem.
Frère, nous savons pas encore.
So I'm really looking forward to that myself.
Je m'attends vraiment à cela.
Brother Crosby is really in a good spirit.
Frère,
if his fellowship with him these days. And he's got some real wonderful messages. He was telling me some of the things the Lord has laid on his heart, and I believe it will be a great blessing.
Nous croyons qu'il sera une grande bénédiction.
And you get what you expect.
Et vous recevez ce que vous espérez.
So if you would start preparing your heart now,
commencez à vous préparer
I really do believe the Lord will give us a wonderful
je crois
time.
Que le Seigneur nous donnera un temps merveilleux.
So that's coming up. That's the 16th, 17th of March.
Le 16 et le 17 mars.
So please keep that in your prayers.
Gardez cela dans vos prières.
Also, Sister Teriro was sending greetings. She's been delayed in Guernsey for another 2 weeks. She should have been back this week. She said she's really missing Sundays, especially fellowship with the saints, so she's asking for prayer. And then it's already been announced about Sister Patience with her aunt, so we're really sorry about the passing of her aunt in Malawi. May the Lord grant comfort to them that are mourning. So those are the things that lay before us. Let's come straight to the word then. Let's stand. Let's open Acts chapter 26.
Acts 26.
You know, we had Brother Lubanza preach last Sunday afternoon.
Frère Lubanza qui he was
speaking about our purpose.
Qui a parlé de notre but.
And then with Brother Dele, some of the things he was preaching to us, some real good thoughts.
Il y a Frère Dele aussi qui a prêché
and we had elections last weekend.
Et l'élection le weekend.
So I just wanted maybe to try to tie some things together.
J'aimerais lier maintenant ces choses
and our topic
ensemble.
Is the heavenly calling.
Notre sujet, c'est
and the heavenly vision.
Et la vision céleste.
I'd really just like to speak about calling and
j'aimerais,
vision.
J'aimerais parler de l'appel et de la vision.
Because these are very important things.
Parce que c'est une chose très
importante. Let's open Acts chapter 26 first of all.
26.
Let's see what Paul had to say in his ministry. Acts 26 verse 19.
Verset 19, c'est que Paul dit de son ministère.
This was after Paul gave a testimony of his calling.
C'était après qu'il ait donné un témoignage de son appel.
Of the heavenly vision that he had seen.
De la vision céleste.
And he says in verse 19, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. Is that not a wonderful testimony? That if you could say today, I have not been disobedient to the heavenly
vision.
You'll make your mistakes.
Vous commettez vos erreurs.
That's not what he's talking about.
Ce n'est pas de ça
but this was a man who kept the vision before him.
C'est quelqu'un qui a gardé
and
la
he was not disobedient to the heavenly vision.
Pas désobéissant à la vision.
Let's also open 2 Peter chapter 1.
De Pierre, hein?
Where the Holy Ghost in Peter is giving us an admonition.
Le Saint-Esprit en Paul nous donne un avis.
In Peter, 2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Pierre 1.
He says in verse 10.
Verset 10.
Wherefore the rather brethren. So he's addressing it to the brethren. This isn't to the outside world.
C'est pas aux gens de l'extérieur.
This is to the brethren.
C'est aux frères.
So that's to us.
C'est à nous.
Give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall.
Amen.
For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I'm sure you desire an entrance to be ministered abundantly.
Je crois que vous avez
not that you're just trying to squeeze your way in.
Pas seulement que vous voulez vous faufiler.
And he's telling us how that can be done.
Mais il dit cela doit être fait.
Give diligence to make your calling.
Appliquez-vous avec
don't
diligence.
Worry about the other person.
Ne vous impliquez pas de
don't try to correct everybody.
N'essayez pas de corriger
don't try to be a know-it-all in everybody else's
n'essayez
business.
Pas de faire, de vous
what's the most important thing
le plus
is you give diligence
c'est que vous vous
to make your calling
pour faire de votre
and your relationship. Then you shall not fall. Let's bow our heads once again. Father, your word is precious. How we thank you for your word, Lord. Father, your word is life unto us. Your word is a lamp unto our feet. Father, it's a light in a dark place. Father, won't you minister light once again through your word across the path of each and every one of us. Father, how we long to make our calling and our election sure. Father, how we long to be diligent in these things. How we long, Father, to be obedient to the heavenly vision. So, Father, we bring everything that could be said upon this day into your hands to ask for your leadership, to ask for your grace, your mercy, your blessing. Father, let your will be done. Bless your people, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. You may be seated. So our thought today is the heavenly calling and the heavenly vision. Paul was speaking about his heavenly vision. And every believer, if you and I are going to make it through to the end of the race, if you and I are going to achieve the purpose of our calling, we have to be partakers of the heavenly vision. It's a prerequisite for a believer. If you just sat today and you don't know why you're here, that's a dangerous condition to be in. You've got to know who you are. You've got to know why God called you. There's got to be some vision in your life. You've got to have something that you're working towards, as was preach to us the other week. So we have to give diligence. Now let's open Hebrews chapter 3. Let's look at the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul speaks about this calling. And I do believe today that I'm speaking to many people that are divinely called. They've heard a supernatural voice, a heavenly summons, an invitation. A voice came your way and turned you around. A voice has been impelling you and propelling you somewhere. There's a deep that is drawing you somewhere. You may say today, like Paul did, in the midst of his ministry, I have not yet attained. I'm not yet made perfect. But you know that you're going somewhere. That something started at some point. And something beyond yourself is taking you somewhere. And Paul explains that in Hebrews 3 verse 1. He says, wherefore, holy brethren. So this is only to the holy brethren. This is to the consecrated believers. This isn't to the unholy brethren. To those who have their secret girlfriends and then come and sit in amongst the believers. That's not holy brethren. Paul's not addressing this to you. To those who love to fellowship in darkness. No. To those whose garments are spotted and contaminated by sin. He's speaking to the holy brethren. He says, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. The heavenly calling. Why does Paul call it a heavenly calling? Because the genuine call of a believer, the call originates in heaven. You weren't called from the earth. You weren't called by man. Or the program of man. Or things that are earthly and carnal. If you're here today because of man, you're here for the wrong purpose. If you're here because you're parents want you to be here. But you don't really want to be here. You need the grace of God in your life. You need a heavenly calling. But if you've been called from above, the origin of the believer's call is a heavenly call. It starts in heavenly places. It's a summons from the throne. It's a heavenly calling. And the nature of your call now is a heavenly calling. We're not called to represent the things of this earth. We're not called to be conformed to this world or the image of this world. We're called to reflect a heavenly calling. We are to be representatives of the kingdom of heaven. We are to walk as pilgrims and strangers in this earth, because we are ambassadors of heaven. So it's a heavenly calling. And the very nature of our walk is a heavenly walk. Though we dwell in a body of clay. And the destiny of this calling is heavenly. The call came from heaven.
L'appel est venu du ciel.
It allows you to experience heaven on earth.
Et vous a permis d'expérimenter le ciel.
And the end of this calling is heaven.
Et la finalité de cet appel,
calling.
C'est le ciel. C'est un appel.
Come up higher.
Plus haut.
Into heavenly places.
Dans les lieux célestes.
So that's why Paul calls it a heavenly calling.
C'est pourquoi Paul appelle cela l'appel céleste.
That's a privilege.
C'est un privilège.
You know, some people out there today,
vous savez, certaines
they're rejoicing.
Ils se réjouissent.
Maybe a football player.
Il y a des joueurs de football.
Because they've been, certain clubs are trying to take them from one place to another.
Parce qu'il y a des équipes qui essaient de les prendre d'une place à une autre.
Or politicians.
Ou des politiciens.
Or whatever it is, the systems of the world.
Ou qui que ce soit, les systèmes de ce monde.
But he has given us a heavenly calling.
Mais ici, nous avons un appel sur
Friends, notre. You may not have much in the bank.
Peut-être vous ne pouvez pas avoir beaucoup d'argent.
You may be despised and rejected.
Peut-être vous êtes méprisé, rejeté.
But you have something which people don't have.
Mais vous avez quelque chose que les
and
gens
that is
pas.
A heavenly calling.
Et c'est l'appel céleste.
And if you have a genuine heavenly calling.
Vous avez un appel
a calling that originated with him.
Qui est venu réellement du ciel.
He who began the good work.
C'est lui qui a commencé la bonne
œuvre. He who is the author.
C'est lui qui est
l'auteur. Is the finisher of your faith.
Il est le finisseur de votre foi.
And Peter was telling us.
Et puis,
just give diligence to make sure.
Soyez tellement sûr.
That you know this calling.
Que vous connaissez votre
give
appel.
Diligence.
Soyez
be diligent. Zealous about your calling.
Soyez zélé à votre.
They asked the prophet appel. In questions and answers.
Dans questions et
how réponses, does one know the rightful position in the body of Christ?
Comment quelqu'un connaît-il sa vraie position dans le corps?
Now that's a very important question.
C'est une question très importante.
We have to know our position.
Nous devons connaître notre position.
The prophet says, because if you don't know your calling,
le prophète dit, si vous ne connaissez pas votre appel,
you'll be defeated.
Vous serez vaincu.
Because there's a devil.
Parce qu'il y a le diable.
There's the world.
Il y a le monde.
There's the flesh.
Il y a la
there's
chair.
Powers and principalities.
Il y a les puissances et les principautés.
We're in a battle.
Nous sommes dans une
we've
bataille.
Enlisted in an army.
Nous sommes enrôlés dans l'armée.
If you don't know your purpose,
si vous ne connaissez pas
votre if you don't know who called you,
si vous ne savez pas qui
and you don't know why you called,
et vous ne savez pas pourquoi vous
êtes if you're just wandering around aimlessly,
si vous êtes seulement là, en train
not
de vous
sure
terminer,
why you're here today,
ne sachant pas pourquoi vous êtes
thinking
là,
maybe you should be somewhere else,
pensant que vous devriez
that is a very vulnerable condition to be in.
Position vulnérable.
You don't want to stay in that kind of a condition.
Vous ne voulez pas rester dans cette
God
condition.
Wants us to have a certainty.
Dieu veut que nous ayons une certitude.
He wants us to be sure
il veut que nous soyons sûrs
that we know who we are,
que nous savons qui
where
est,
we're supposed to be,
où nous devrions
and
être,
what we're supposed to be doing in that place.
Qu'est-ce que nous sommes censés faire en
a double-minded man receives nothing from God.
Et sans cela, vous ne recevez rien
don't be
de
double-minded.
Dieu. Ne soyez pas de
if you
penser.
Can't decide your calling,
si vous
or where you're supposed to fellowship,
où vous devriez vous communier avec,
give diligence.
Donner
to make your calling and your election sure.
Empressez-vous à vous rassurer.
Let him reveal to you
que lui vous révèle
and make clear to you
et se rendre cela
why he called you.
Pourquoi il vous a appelé.
God never called a person
Dieu
without knowing why he called them.
Dieu n'appelle jamais quelqu'un sans raison.
Every person is called for a purpose.
Chacun est appelé pour un but.
You have a purpose.
Vous avez
but
un
you've
but.
Got to give diligence to find that purpose.
Donnez, empressez-vous
and that sometimes is a progressive unfolding.
Et cela parfois est une
but it's going to need diligence to come to the end of your calling. Because there's an opposition. Because there's a devil. And the devil fears one thing. He fears a believer walking in their calling. The devil doesn't mind you coming to church. The devil doesn't mind you sitting in the chair. But once you start moving in your calling, you're now going to fulfill your commission. And the commission is a commission. It's you and God together.
C'est vous et Dieu ensemble.
The one who called you goes in you.
C'est lui qui vous a appelé
to fulfill
vous.
The purpose that he called you for.
Pour accomplir le but pour laquelle
and everywhere that God is,
partout Dieu se trouve,
God gives the devil a hard time.
Dieu donne un temps difficile au diable.
And friends, the devil.
Et le diable,
he fears that.
Il a peur de cela.
He doesn't want you in your calling.
Il veut pas que vous
he's going to try to move you out of position.
Il va essayer de vous déplacer.
The prophet says two things.
Le prophète dit
the first thing the devil can make you
la première chose
think that you're called when you're not. think that you're called when you're not.
Il peut vous faire penser que vous êtes appelé.
You're going to take another man's position.
Et vous faire prendre la position de.
As we've said many times before.
Comme j'ai dit plusieurs
fois. You get into your company.
Vous allez dans une compagnie.
You don't know why you're there.
Vous savez pas pourquoi
they
vous êtes là.
Ask you to sign a contract.
On vous demande de signer un contrat.
You come to work.
Vous venez au travail.
But you don't know why you're there.
Mais vous savez pas pourquoi.
You're
vous
just going to get in the way of other people.
Vous allez essayer d'entrer sur la voie.
Maybe you'll think, let me try the accounts department.
Vous allez dire, je vais à la comptabilité.
You get in the way of the people and their calling.
Je vais vous aller.
No, maybe I'm not an accountant. Let me see, maybe I'm an engineer. Friends, it sounds funny, but some believers are like that. They don't know where they belong. They don't know what they're supposed to be doing. I think it's time for us to come up higher and make up our mind, who are we? Where are we supposed to be? And what are we supposed to be doing? I'd say we need to give diligence to this, friend, because this is the most, one of the most important principles in your life. Because if you don't have a clear vision,
parce que si vous n'avez pas une vision
the
claire,
first discouragement that comes, you're going to give up what you're doing.
La première épreuve qui vient, vous allez abandonner.
Because there's too much room for the devil to discourage you.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup d'espace pour le diable.
But if you know why you call,
mais si vous savez pourquoi
vous even if you fail,
même si vous tombez,
even if you fall,
même si vous tombez,
even if you fall short,
même si vous
even if people don't appreciate what you're doing,
même si les gens ne comprennent
you'll
pas
still have perseverance.
Vous avez toujours la perseverance.
Because you know what you're supposed to be doing.
Parce que vous savez ce que vous êtes censé.
But if you don't know what you're supposed to be
mais
doing,
si vous ne savez pas ce que vous
and say, let me try this. And then someone
que
criticizes what you're doing.
Critique, c'est que
you have no confidence.
Vous n'avez plus confiance.
So you'll lay it aside and you'll go and try to do something
vous
déposez, else.
Vous commencez à essayer
friends,
quelque
only d'autre. One life.
Il y a une seule
and
vie.
Soon it's past.
Et bientôt, c'est
only
fini.
What's done for Christ will last.
Seulement ce qui est fait pour Christ
we need to be
demeurer.
Sure of this calling.
Nous devons être sûrs de cet appel.
Because there's an enemy.
Parce qu'il y a un ennemi.
There's an opposition.
Il y a l'opposition.
He's going to batter against you every single day of your life. From the time you get out of bed till the time you go to sleep. And sometimes while you're sleeping, there's an opposition. And he's going to be trying to do one thing. And that is move you from your position. But to a believer in their position, all of heaven is behind you in your position. God is perfectly responsible for you. In your line of duty. In your post of duty. The prophet says you are omnipotent. Because all of heaven will back you up. When the devil comes to shake you, you're going to quickly learn. They that are with us are more than those against us. Because he's going to confirm to you that this is where I want you to be. And this is what I want you to do. And that's why Peter is saying it's an important thing.
C'est pourquoi Pierre dit c'est une chose
so they asked the prophet, how do we know our position in
on
the body of Christ?
Prophète, comment connaissons-nous notre position?
He says, that's a good one.
Il dit, c'est une bonne
that's
question.
A very good one.
C'est une très bonne question.
What position?
Quelle position?
What in Christ?
Quel en Christ?
What part of Christ do I play?
Quelle partie dans le corps de Christ?
Because we his body.
Parce que nous sommes un corps.
So we are playing a part of Christ.
Nous jouons un rôle dans le corps de Christ.
In whatever diversities of ministries.
Peu importe dans quelle diversité
operations that we have.
Dans quelle opération
but
nous
each
sommes.
And every one of us.
Mais chacun de nous.
If we are partakers of the heavenly calling.
Si nous sommes participants de la paix
we are called to play a part of Christ.
Nous sommes appelés de jouer un rôle dans le corps
to reflect him.
Pour le refléter,
to achieve his purpose,
pour atteindre son objectif,
to do his work,
pour faire son travail,
and to a person who has a heavenly vision,
pour quelqu'un qui a une vision
to a person who has received a heavenly calling,
pour celui qui a reçu l'appel céleste,
that is going to be your absolute.
Cela va être votre absolu.
That is going to be supreme to you.
Cela va être suprême pour
everything
vous.
Else is going to be secondary.
Chaque autre chose sera
your
secondaire.
Job will be secondary.
Votre travail.
Your education will be secondary.
Votre éducation sera secondaire.
Friendship with men and women will be secondary.
L'amitié avec des gens sera
the most important thing
la chose la plus
if you have a heavenly vision,
si vous avez une vision
if you've been called in this supernatural way though
si
in simplicity
vous avez été appelé dans cette voie surnaturelle dans la simplicité,
is that you'll have a perseverance
c'est que vous avez de la persévérance,
because you know where you've come from
parce que vous savez d'où vous
venez, and you know where you're going
et vous savez où vous allez.
So the prophet he says
et le prophète dit,
no man
personne
has a right to preach the gospel
n'a le droit de prêcher l'évangile,
and will include other things there.
Et il inclut tout
no tout person tout. Has a right to ministry. for Christ of any sort, to any form, until he's met God back on the backside of the desert, in that burning bush. So I want to speak about this a little bit. The prophet continually speaks about the burning bush experience. What? Why is that so important? When we were in Pentecost, we thought the burning bush experience was just to experience the supernatural. That if you meet the supernatural, that's a burning bush experience. But friends, that's not really what the burning bush experience completely is. So the prophet says, for you and your calling, if you really want to fulfill God's purpose in your life, the beginning of this calling has got to be a burning bush experience. Now let's have a look in Exodus chapter 3. We'll just take a bit of a Bible study of Exodus chapter 3 to show the characteristics of the burning bush experience. And then you and I can have a look to see, but has this happened to me? And if it hasn't, may God grant each and every one of us this great privilege of the burning bush experience. Now in Exodus chapter 3 verse 1, let's remember Moses. He tried to do things himself for the kingdom of God. He tried to do things through his own effort. In all of his sincerity, he killed an Egyptian, buried him in the sand, had done different things in the days of his youth. He had been a mighty man in the things of the world, the affairs of the kingdom. But he had made a failure spiritually. Although he was predestinated,
même s'il a été prédestiné,
although he had a predestinated seed inside of him,
bien qu'il avait une semence prédestinée,
and the seed in you,
et la semence en vous,
is the potential.
C'est le potentiel.
It is everything that is required
to fulfill your calling. Pour accomplir
God has put it in you,
Dieu l'a placé en
in
vous.
Seed form.
Sous la forme de la
so semence. Moses has the seed right from the days of his youth.
Moïse avait la semence juste au jour de sa
He's
jeunesse.
Born with this potential.
Il était né avec ce potentiel.
He's a special vessel.
C'est un vase spécial.
He's been formed a certain way.
Il a été formé d'une certaine
He's had
manière.
Supernatural birth.
Il a une naissance surnaturelle.
There's been divine deliverance in his youth.
Il a une visitation divine.
There's many things that he can point back to.
Il y avait beaucoup de choses auxquelles il pouvait
And he can say, but God did this for me and God did that for me.
Il pouvait dire, Dieu a fait ceci et cela pour moi.
But many of the things which were his testimonies
Mais la plupart des choses qui ont été son témoignage,
were second-hand testimonies.
C'était des témoignages
It was because his
même.
Mother told him this.
C'est ce que sa mère
his father told him
son
that.
Papa lui avait dit,
his mother and father,
son père et sa mère,
they had supernatural visitation.
Ils avaient la visitation surnaturelle.
Josephus tells us.
Joseph
the prophet quotes it.
Le prophète le dit,
how Amram was praying
comment Amram
because of the conditions in Egypt.
À cause des conditions dans l'Égypte.
And he prayed and he sought God.
Il avait prié et cherché
and
Dieu.
One night the angel came down with a sword in his hand.
Avec une épée dans
and he said, Amram, your prayers have been heard.
Il dit, Amram, vos prières ont été entendues.
Your wife shall bear a son
Votre fils
and he shall be a deliverer.
Et il sera
and the angel pointed the sword to the north.
Et il a pointé l'épée vers
so
le nord.
Amram had a supernatural experience.
Amram avait une experience.
He knew his calling.
Il connaissait son
he was to bring forth the deliverer, him and his wife.
Le libérateur.
They knew what God had called them to do.
Ils savaient ce que Dieu les
that is why they could have the confidence to take Moses.
C'est pourquoi ils avaient confiance pour amener Moïse.
Put him in a basket.
Dans le
Put him into the Nile. Trust him into the hands of Jehovah.
Le confiant les mains de Dieu.
That's why they had the persistence, the courage that they had.
C'est pourquoi ils avaient la persistance et le courage.
The purpose that they had.
Le but qu'ils avaient.
Was because it had been divinely revealed personally to them.
Parce que cela a été divinement révélé.
What God had for them to do.
Pour ce qu'ils devaient faire.
And they had fulfilled their purpose.
Ils avaient accompli leur objectif.
Now it came to Moses.
Maintenant, on en arrive
but
à Moïse.
Moses, knowing the things intellectually,
Moïse connaissait les choses intellectuellement,
knowing the things second hand,
c'était des choses de
having been told by his mother and his father,
cela lui a été dit par sa mère et son
you
père.
Are a special vessel.
Et tu es un vase spécial.
You are going to be the deliverer.
Tu seras le
he believed
libérateur.
It.
Il croyait cela.
But that never
Mais cela
brought to life the seed that was in
n'a jamais amené la semence.
Second-hand testimony will never do that. Somebody else's experience and testimony
l'expérience de quelqu'un d'autre
may inspire you,
cela peut vous
but it will never quicken the seed that is in you.
Mais cela ne va pas vivifier
it will never bring something to life
cela ne va pas amener quelque chose à la vie
which brings you to a heavenly vision,
qui va vous amener à la vision
which
céleste,
launches you in the heavenly calling.
Qui va vous faire entrer dans la vie, la
so Moses gets discouraged with the whole thing.
Moïse a été découragé.
He's trying to do it his own way.
Il a essayé de le faire
it's come to disappointment.
Il est arrivé à être déçu.
He thinks his brethren are going to appreciate what he's doing.
Il pensait que les frères allaient apprécier ce qu'il
fait. They say, who made you a ruler and a judge over us?
Qui a fait de nous un juge sur nous?
Goes into the wilderness.
Il s'en va au désert.
Turns his back on his calling. 40 years.
Il se retourne de son appel pendant 40 ans.
Looks after the sheep.
S'occupant des brebis.
But there was always something inside of him.
Mais il y avait quelque chose.
He knew there was a deep inside of him. He knew, I'm not just called for this. I'm not just called to look after somebody's sheep. It must have haunted him. He must have thought back many, many times.
Then
maybe he finally got to the stage like the prophet said, he forgot. The sufferings of the people. And he says, well, maybe this is it. Maybe this is my lot in life. But God hadn't finished with the man yet. And in verse 1, it says, now Moses kept the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert. So this is where it's going to begin. This is when the real Moses is going to be manifest. It's going to start in the backside of the desert. It's going to be an unexpected time. An unexpected place. In an unexpected way. Unexpected to Moses. But this was a divine appointment. This wasn't just unexpected to Jehovah. From eternity. This appointment had been penciled in.
Cela a été écrit.
Had been penciled in.
Cela a été écrit.
Jehovah knew exactly the time and the way.
Jehovah
and where
exactement le temps et le moment
to meet Moses.
De rencontrer Moïse.
Verse 2, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him. So there's a manifestation first.
Il y a d'abord une manifestation.
There's something of the supernatural that manifests to this man.
Il y a quelque chose de surnaturel qui se manifeste.
Because this is a heavenly calling.
Parce que c'est un appel céleste.
There's got to be something supernatural in a heavenly calling.
Il doit y avoir quelque chose de surnaturel dans l'appel céleste.
The supernatural is going to work through the natural.
Le surnaturel va rencontrer
through
le naturel.
A bush.
Dans le buisson.
A fire in a bush.
Le feu dans un buisson.
But there's the supernatural in this.
Mais il y a du surnaturel dans cela.
And friends, your calling has to start with the supernatural.
Votre appel doit commencer.
There's no such thing as a natural beginning to a heavenly calling.
Il y a pas de commencement naturel dans un appel céleste. C'est pas le cas.
Because it's a heavenly calling.
Parce que c'est un appel céleste.
And there's the bush and it burns with fire. Verse 3.
Verset 3.
And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight. So there's something to attract his attention.
Il y a quelque chose pour l'attirer.
There's something stirs inside of him.
Quelque chose a commencé à tournoyer.
It's like when somebody comes to the house of the Lord.
Il y a quelqu'un qui vient dans la
maybe the song worship begins.
Mais quand on commence
maybe the Spirit of God gets into the song worship.
Et l'Esprit de Dieu se mêle dans les
that person knows nothing of the supernatural.
Cette personne ne connaît rien
but something starts to move inside of them.
Mais quelque chose commence à bouger
and they start to sense there's something here.
Et y a quelque chose ici,
and maybe then in the preaching of the word
et peut-être dans la prédication
it starts getting right down to the life of the person.
Et cela commence à descendre dans la vie de la personne.
And the person thinks, but hey,
et la personne pense,
how can this be?
Comment cela
how can this man know about me?
Comment cette personne sait-il
how can he know the things I was doing in secret?
Comment c'était les choses que j'ai
you see, it's
secret.
A supernatural working through the natural.
C'est le naturel, le surnaturel qui entre dans le naturel.
But the soul of the person can sense.
Mais la l'âme de quelqu'un peut sentir.
It's a supernatural here.
Il y a du surnaturel.
This isn't just a natural occurrence taking place.
C'est pas seulement quelque chose de naturel.
There's something beyond just people here.
C'est quelque chose au-delà de
why?
Pourquoi?
Because the deep is calling to the deep.
Parce que la profondeur appelle
because it's your time of visitation.
Parce que c'est votre temps de
it's visitation. Time when the God of heaven draws near to your soul.
C'est le temps que le Dieu du ciel s'approche de votre
âme. And in the invisible realm,
et dans une dimension
he starts
invisible,
dealing with your soul in a supernatural way.
Commence à traiter avec votre âme d'une manière
and it attracts your attention.
Et cela attire votre attention.
What happens next? Verse 4. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him. Friends, God hadn't yet called him. God had attracted the man's attention. But now there's a call. And listen what the call is. And he said, Moses, Moses. It's a personal call. It's not a group call, friends. We'll see with Paul on the Damascus road. Saul, Saul. He calls your name. He shows that he knows you personally. It's a personal call. It's a supernatural something being revealed in a personal way to you. That's how we sing the song. He knows my name. He knows my every thought. He sees every tear that falls. That's a testimony. So he says, Moses, Moses. Now the next part of the call. Here I am. There's a response to the call. You've got to respond to the call. When he speaks to you, you speak back to him. Remember Samuel when he was a young boy? And the voice of the Lord was calling him, Samuel, Samuel. But he didn't yet know or recognize the call of God. He had to go to Eli the priest and say, Eli, did you call me? He says, I never called you. Go and lie down. Then the call came again. Friends, there's an important principle there. When you feel God is calling you, it's good also to go to them before you in the Lord. I've seen it with some people. They think the Lord is calling them. The Lord is calling me. I don't need anybody's advice. I don't need anybody to speak to me. God has called me. That's a sure sign you're going to fall on your face. Because it shows you don't have a character yet to handle the call. But Paul was a humble man. When Paul was called, he went to Jerusalem to see them that were in the Lord before him. He wanted to check. Maybe I'm running in vain. And that's exactly what Samuel did. He went to Eli and said, Eli, did you call me? It says, and Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the young man. There's another principle of a call. In the body of Christ, they're going to recognize that you called. If you think you called and nobody else thinks you called, I'd start to question my call. There's got to be a divine witness in the body of Christ. Because you called to be a blessing to the body of Christ. How can God call you and you just bless yourself? But you're not a blessing to anybody else. But people are like that. God called me. You weren't there when God called me. I doubt that kind of a call, friends. Because we'll see when God calls a man, it makes him humble. When you come in the presence of the supernatural, like Isaiah in the temple, you say, woe is me. I'm a man undone. For I'm a man of unclean lips. And I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. That's the characteristics of a call. The prophet says, the man who wants to do it is not called. The man who's running, I'm going to do this. No one can stop me. God never called you. That's your emotion. That's your own zeal. The prophet says the one that's really called is trying to get away. Because he's been in the presence of the supernatural. He knows the responsibility. And he says this responsibility is too great. Like Solomon said, he says, Lord, this is your people. They're such a great people. If you don't give me wisdom, if you don't give me knowledge, I'm not going to do this. And Moses said, Lord, if you don't go before, I'm not going. Because this is your people. And friends, I believe that about a calling. A genuine called person. You look in the Bible. It says Paul perceived that Timothy had a calling. And he encouraged him in his calling. And he had to tell him, don't let anyone despise your youth. Don't worry about what other people say. Fulfill your calling.
accompli ton appel.
But he was like a person that was shrinking back.
C'était comme quelqu'un qui
because friends, a call is a great responsibility.
Parce que l'appel, c'est une grande responsabilité.
It's not just fun and games for a few months.
C'est pas seulement un petit jeu de quelques
this is a call from time to eternity.
C'est un appel du temps vers l'éternité.
You're going to have to stand before the judgment seat of Christ
vous devez être là devant le trône de
to give an account for your calling.
Pour rendre compte de votre
it's
appel.
Not a light thing.
C'est pas une chose
it's not something
légère.
That you just say, well, this is like I got a new job, or
c'est pas quelque chose comme j'ai
and you think I'm going to change it again
boulot,
next year,
je vais
or I got a new house or a new car. That's not a calling.
J'ai une nouvelle voiture, une
this is a
maison.
Sacred thing.
C'est une, c'est
this is God's purpose for your life.
C'est le but de Dieu dans votre vie.
What can be more important than that?
Qu'est-ce qui peut être plus important que cela?
And that's proved in verse 5.
Et cela est prouvé au verset 5.
Look what he says. And he said, draw not nigh hither. Put off your shoes from off your feet, for the place where you stand is holy ground. That's a holy calling.
C'est un appel
that's a heavenly calling.
C'est un appel céleste.
And the Lord's showing him, I'm calling you Moses.
Et le Seigneur montre
but you have to approach this the right way.
Mais tu dois venir la
don't
bonne
come
manière.
With your head full of knowledge.
Ne viens pas avec ta tête pleine de
take off your shoes.
Enlève tes chaussures.
Humble yourself.
Humilie-toi.
Approach me on consecrated holy ground.
Tu t'approches de terre consacrée.
And Moses obeyed and he took off his shoes and he came humbly now.
Et Moïse a obéi et il a enlevé
so the burning bush has spoken to this man.
Le buisson ardent a parlé à cette
the man's personne. Responding to the burning
l'homme
bush.
A répondu au buisson ardent.
He wants to draw nearer.
Il veut s'en approcher.
But he has to approach the right way.
Il devait s'en approcher.
He's got to approach it in humility.
Il devait s'en approcher avec
now
humilité.
Look at the next part of the calling.
Voyez
verse
6. De l'appel.
God is going to reveal who he is.
Dieu va révéler qui il est.
Personally to this man.
Personnellement à cet homme.
Because you can't do God's work if you don't know who God is.
Vous ne venez pas à Dieu sans savoir qui
you
il
have
est.
To know him.
Vous devez le savoir.
Verse 6, moreover he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. So God reveals himself to the man.
Dieu se révèle lui-même alors.
If God calls you,
si Dieu
there's not enough devils in hell to tell you that God is not real.
Il n'y a pas assez de démons en enfer pour vous dire
remember when the devil rien. Came to the prophet when his wife had died.
Quand le diable est venu au prophète quand sa femme était morte.
He says the devil
il a dit le
couldn't
diable.
Tell me there was no God.
Il pouvait pas me dire qu'il y avait
because
pas
I'd
Dieu.
Seen him.
Parce que je l'avais vu.
But he was trying to tell me he didn't love me.
Mais il essayait de me dire qu'il
the devil
pas.
Was wise enough to know. I can't tell this man there's no God.
Suffisamment sage
this man spoke face to face with him.
Savait que cet homme a vu Dieu
but let me tell him that he doesn't love him.
Mais il devait lui dire qu'il ne
that
t'aime
was
pas.
What the devil wanted to do.
C'est ce que le diable veut que
now look at the next part.
L'étape suivante.
He's going to reveal the message of the hour to him now.
Il va révéler le message de l'heure.
Because how can you find your place?
Comment allez-vous trouver votre place?
If you don't recognize your day and its message.
Si vous ne reconnaissez pas votre
you have to know what God is doing.
Vous devez savoir ce
you have
Dieu
to know
fait.
What God's purpose is.
Vous devez connaître le but de Dieu.
You have to, if you're working for a company, you have to know what the company does.
Si vous travaillez pour une compagnie, vous devez
what are the company's aims and objectives? What are its products?
Quels sont les produits, les motifs,
how can you find your position?
Comment vous allez trouver votre
if you don't understand what the big picture is.
Vous allez, alors vous allez comprendre l'image
so
de
the
la compagnie.
Lord is going to reveal to him now the big picture.
Dieu va révéler l'image
this is the burning bush experience, friends.
C'est l'expérience du buisson ardent.
Verse 7.
Verset 7.
And the Lord said, I've surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt and have heard their cry. Verse 8. And I'm come down to deliver them. It's an Exodus message.
C'est un message d'Exode.
The Lord has come down.
Le Seigneur est descendu.
And he's going to deliver his people from Egypt.
Il va libérer son peuple d'Égypte.
So Moses is saying, hey, this is powerful.
Il dit, ça, c'est puissant.
He's recognizing his day. He's recognizing his message.
Et son message.
He sees what God has in mind.
Il voit ce que
he Dieu may not understand pensé. The full purpose just yet.
Il comprend pas peut-être toute la,
but
la
he's got a good idea
mais il a une idée
of what God is doing in his day.
De ce que Dieu fait en son jour.
I'm come down to deliver them, verse 8, out of the hand of the Egyptians. And to bring them up out of that land into a good land and a large, unto a land flowing with milk and honey. Aha, so he's going to take them out because he wants to take them in.
Il veut les faire sortir parce qu'il veut les faire entrer.
So you can see there's going to be a beginning of this.
Vous voyez qu'il y a un commencement de ceci.
And there's going to be an ending of this.
Il y aura une fin.
So he knows where it begins and where it ends.
Il sait là où ça va commencer.
He knows the objective that the Lord has.
Il connaît les objectifs de Dieu.
Verse 10, we'll skip to verse 10. Now comes the real part of the call. Come now, therefore, and I'll send thee.
Je t'enverrai.
He says, this is my purpose, Moses.
Il dit, voici mon but, Moïse.
Now this is what you have to do.
C'est que tu dois faire.
You go down.
Toi, vas-y.
You take the stick in your hand.
Prends le bâton.
You deliver my people.
Et délivre mon peuple.
So Moses knew what he had to do.
Moïse savait ce qu'il
no one
faire.
Told Moses what to do.
Personne ne lui a dit quoi faire.
God told him what to do.
Dieu lui a dit quoi faire.
And I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. Moses now has a heavenly vision.
Moïse maintenant avait une vision céleste.
There's going to be a lot of disappointments.
Il y aura beaucoup de déceptions.
There's going to be a lot of things he's going to meet that he never expected to meet.
Il y a beaucoup de choses qu'il n'avait pas attendu de
rencontrer. Right in the midst of the children of Israel.
Parmi le peuple d'Israël.
He's going to do things that he never. He's going to see things he never dreamed he would see in the message.
Il va voir des choses qu'il n'a jamais pensé.
Some are going to worship a golden calf.
Certains vont adorer les.
Some are going to challenge his authority.
Certains vont
be swallowed live into the pit.
Il a jeté sa vie.
23,000 a day are going to be smitten with a plague.
23,000 vont être tués dans une seule journée.
His own sister is going to despise him.
Sa propre sœur va
be smitten with leprosy.
Et elle va être frappée de lèpre.
He's going to go through a lot of things.
Il va voir
so if he doesn't know why he's there,
s'il ne sait pas pourquoi
and he
est
doesn't
là,
know what he's supposed to do,
il ne sait pas ce qu'il est censé
he's
faire.
Going to get knocked off course very easily, this man.
Il ne va pas arriver à la fin.
But he has a heavenly vision.
Il a une vision.
He has a heavenly calling.
Il a un appel céleste.
He knows God called me to do this.
Il sait que Dieu m'a appelé pour
I don't know about the other things.
Je ne sais pas
I don't know about the other people.
Je ne sais pas en ce qui
but as for me, God called me to do this.
Dieu m'a appelé pour faire ceci.
And I think that's what we need, friends.
C'est ce que nous désirons.
We need a certainty in our calling.
Il y a une certitude.
That's why the prophet says, don't try to minister without a burning bush experience.
C'est pourquoi le prophète dit, n'essayez pas de servir sans l'expérience du buisson ardent.
You need to know your day.
Vous devez connaître
you need to know your message.
Vous devez connaître
you need
message.
To know your God.
Vous devez connaître
you need
Dieu.
To know your calling.
Vous devez connaître votre
you need
appel.
To what did he call me to do in this message?
Que m'a-t-il appelé à faire dans ce message?
It may not be clear to you at first.
Cela peut ne pas être clair.
But it's going to unfold itself to you, friend.
Mais cela va se dévoiler.
You can't just wander in the wilderness.
C'est pas, c'est dans sa son unité.
You'll end up discouraging others.
Vous allez commencer à décourager
There's
les autres.
Nothing as dangerous
il y a rien de plus dangereux
as a believer
qu'un croyant
who's lost the heavenly vision.
Qui a perdu la vision céleste.
It's the hardest thing.
C'est la chose la
they
plus
know
difficile.
All the quotes.
Il connaît toutes les
they know all the scriptures.
Il connaît toutes les écritures.
But they've lost the vision.
Mais ils ont perdu la vision.
That's a difficult person to deal with.
C'est une personne difficile.
Because they know more than Moses every time.
Parce qu'il connaît plus que Moïse.
Ah, you can't tell me that I read that book, yeah.
Ne me dites
pas I think I listened to that message three times.
J'ai lu tous les messages.
They know everything.
Ils connaissent toutes choses.
But friends, it's not a head knowledge.
Mais c'est pas une connaissance.
Moses' head knowledge didn't help him.
La connaissance
he just killed one Egyptian.
Il avait seulement
buried him in the sand. That's all that his head knowledge got him to.
Et toute sa connaissance
but once he came in the presence of the burning bush,
mais quand vous entrez en présence du
bûcher, in the presence of the Shekinah glory,
dans la présence de la gloire de
Shekinah, that seed,
cette semence,
that predestined seed was quickened to life.
Cette semence prédestinée a été
the potential in him now started to explode. Express itself.
Le potentiel en lui a commencé à s'exprimer.
And he started to walk in a certain channel.
Et il a commencé à marcher dans un certain canal.
Following a heavenly vision.
Suivant la vision.
As
céleste,
a partaker of a heavenly calling.
Comme un participant de l'appel céleste.
That's why it's a very personal thing.
C'est pourquoi c'est une chose très personnelle.
He says Moses.
Il dit Moïse.
He calls him as an individual.
Il a appelé
and
comme
God has to call you as an individual.
Dieu doit vous appeler individuellement.
As the Jews.
Comme les Juifs.
It was as a nation.
Ils
to the
nation.
Gentiles, it was as an individual.
Mais comme pour les gentils, c'est individuellement.
And now let me say this.
Que je dise ceci.
It wasn't just an experience that he had.
C'était pas seulement une expérience qu'il avait.
It wasn't just the sign.
C'était pas seulement un signe.
It was the voice of the sign.
C'était
can you see
voix
what I'm saying? The call is the voice of the sign.
L'appel, c'est la voix du signe.
Many people saw the prophet in the first and second pool.
Plusieurs personnes ont vu le prophète.
But there was no voice in that sign.
Mais il n'y avait pas de voix derrière.
But the bride was called under the third pool, which is the voice of the sign.
Qui est la voix du signe.
When the voice came from the sign and spoke to Moses,
quand la voix est sortie du
it was the voice of the sign that quickened the seed that was in the man.
C'était la voix du signe qui a vivifié la.
Put him on course now to fulfill his purpose.
Il a placé sur le chemin pour commencer.
When we were in Pentecost, we had wonderful spiritual experiences.
Quand nous
But we never knew our calling. Because that seed never came to life just because of an experience.
There
had to be a personal voice. He has to speak to something in you.
Qui doit parler à quelque chose en vous.
I remember Brother Crosby preaching for Brother Tommy last time.
Je me rappelle Frère Crosby qui
he was preaching about voice activated.
Il a parlé de la voix activée.
About those things in the car that you can speak.
Des choses dans
voice activated.
Ces voitures
the seed in the soul of a believer is voice activated.
La semence dans l'âme du croyant.
The sign attracts you.
La signe vous appelle.
The deep draws you.
La profondeur vous
but then there's got to be the voice of the sign
doit y avoir la voix du
to quicken something to life,
pour vivifier, amener quelque
to
chose à la
open
vie,
the heavenly vision to you,
pour ouvrir la vision céleste,
personally to you.
Personnellement à vous.
So you know what you're supposed to do.
Vous savez ce que vous êtes censé faire.
So that you can then start out
alors vous commencez, vous pouvez
commencer on this heavenly calling
en cet
appel as céleste. One of the holy brethren.
Comme quelqu'un des
the consecrated
saints,
brethren.
Des frères consacrés.
So the important thing is the voice of the sign.
La chose la plus importante,
the prophet says in perseverant. He says when Moses got that experience at the burning bush.
Moïse a eu l'expérience du buisson ardent.
He became persistent.
Il est devenu persévérant.
You see, he says before that one little mistake and he ran out of Egypt.
Il dit avant cela une seule petite faute.
Can you see that, friends? That's why it must be time tested.
C'est pourquoi cela doit être éprouvé par le temps.
How many things have risen up in the bride, friends?
Combien de choses se sont élevées?
Right from the 70s, this is the bride's revival.
Depuis les années 70.
You've got to follow us if you're going to be in the rapture.
Nous suivre, si nous vous
just give it the test of time.
Donnez-leur
seulement. Don't criticize
it. Ne critiquez
don't
pas
say anything.
Ne dites rien.
Just wait and see.
Attendez, observez.
And
voyez.
One by one.
Et un à un.
The things fell apart.
Ces choses ont commencé à
one by one.
Une à une.
That wasn't the real calling.
C'était pas
yet there was a lot of supernatural manifestation in many of those things.
Il y avait beaucoup de manifestations
surnaturelles. I was in the thunders. I saw Brother Coleman pray. People came out of wheelchairs. Powerful things. Brother Shelton would say the same.
Les gens s'élevaient des chaises roulantes.
But let me tell you the truth, friends. I hope I'm not saying anything out of place.
Je vais vous dire une chose que je
vais pas dire. Whenever you see somebody
who
says he has more than the rest of the bride and you've got to follow him, it's just a matter of time. Leprosy strikes the person. Like King Uzziah, he had been blessed of God in his position. His name became great. But the moment he stepped beyond the boundaries of his calling and wanted to make himself something that God never made him, and the priesthood warned him and said, this shall not pertain to your honor, King Uzziah. And he got arrogant. And he refused to be corrected. Leprosy. Every time. It never fails. That's a law of God, friends. That's why stay in your calling.
C'est pourquoi rester dans votre appel.
The prophet says, Congressman Upshaw.
Le prophète parle de ce congressiste.
He says, don't try to be something that you hint.
Il dit, n'essayez pas d'être quelque chose que
don't
vous
try
pas.
To be something that you're not.
N'essayez pas d'être ce que vous n'êtes pas.
Just stay what God wants you to be.
Restez là où
that's
Dieu
a safe
vous
place.
C'est un endroit.
Don't try to take another sécurisé. Person's position.
N'essayez pas de prendre
if you're not a minister, don't try to take a minister's
si
position.
Vous n'êtes pas un ministre, ne prenez pas
if
la
you're not a deacon, don't try to take a
si
deacon's
vous n'êtes pas
position.
Diacre, ne prenez pas
if you're a wife, don't take your husband's position. That's when leprosy comes in. God will first send you a warning. His word. The priesthood came to Uzziah and withstood him, the Bible says. But he wouldn't listen to the word. And God had to manifest publicly to show that this man's out of his position. I never called this man to be what he's saying that he is. And to him who has ears to hear, let him hear, friends. We need to learn. We need to humble ourselves before the Lord. Stay in your position. Stay in your position. There's nothing greater that a person can do than to give diligence to stay in their
position.
So the gates of hell. The prophet says about a person in their position.
Le prophète parle de quelqu'un dans
He says, mission. That's the type of person we need today.
Il dit, c'est ce genre de personne que nous voulons
aujourd'hui. That's the kind of person that will stay in the firing line.
C'est la personne qui va rester dans la ligne.
Regardless of what comes or goes.
Peu importe ce qui arrive ou
ce qui passe. I love those kinds of people.
J'aime ce genre de gens.
They're not just in church when things are going well.
Ils sont pas à l'église seulement quand les choses marchent.
They're always in church.
Ils sont toujours là.
They're not just your brother.
Ils sont pas seulement vos frères.
When you're doing well.
Quand vous
But even in your hard times, they're still your brethren.
Ils sont aussi là quand les choses ne marchent
friends,
pas.
Friends, fair weather friends are not true friends at all.
Ce sont pas de vrais amis.
But to those people that are following a common heavenly vision.
Et ces gens avec qui vous partagez la même vision céleste.
A common vision.
Vision
Your
commune.
Vision
Votre
must
vision.
Tie in with my vision.
Because
it has the same heavenly origin.
Parce que elles ont les mêmes origines
your
célestes.
Gifting, your calling may be different.
Vos appels, vos dons peuvent être différents.
But the origin of your calling is the same as
Mais
the origin of my calling.
De votre appel est le même.
We all called to help fulfill the same great purpose.
Vous êtes tous appelés à accomplir le grand objectif.
So if you have a genuine calling and I have a genuine calling,
si tu as un appel authentique,
we may not agree on the best kind of car or the best color suit to wear
sur certaines petites choses,
or any manner of natural things that means nothing
des choses naturelles.
But once we start fellowshipping around the heavenly vision
Mais quand nous commençons à
heaven comes
la
down
vision céleste, le ciel
and
descend,
glory fills your soul
et glorifie,
and God confirms to you
et Dieu vous confirme,
I've ordained you to be together
je vous ai
there's a heavenly kiss of blessing
Céleste.
Because God has put you together under a common calling as
Parce
the bride.
Que Dieu vous a appelé tous ensemble dans
God
un appel
will encourage and teach you
Il vous encourage, vous enseigne
that this is what he's called you to do.
Et c'est ce qu'il vous a appelé à faire.
Now let's consider the Apostle Paul and his calling.
Considérons l'apôtre Paul.
Now let's remember all of the afflictions that Paul went through.
Peu importe les afflictions que Paul a traversées.
All of his labors.
Toutes ses souffrances.
All of his troubles. All of his trials.
Ses difficultés, ses épreuves.
Yet Paul had a testimony.
Mais Paul avait
He says, none of these things move me.
Il dit, rien de ces choses ne me bouge.
What a testimony.
Quel témoignage.
Let it snow a little bit. Some people won't come to church.
Si la neige tombe, certaines personnes
Let it be too cold.
Il dit, il fait trop
Some
froid.
People won't come to church.
Certaines personnes
Paul says, none of these things move me.
Paul a dit, rien de ces choses ne
He says, I've been shipwrecked.
Il dit, j'ai été
I've been beaten with rods 3 times.
J'ai été fouetté plus de 3 fois.
I've been stoned.
On m'a lapidé.
I've spent a day and a night in the deep on the ocean.
J'ai passé des jours et des nuits dans l'océan.
He says, in peril amongst false brethren.
Il est parmi les faux frères.
In peril among the Jews.
En péril parmi les Juifs.
Beaten with stripes.
Frappé, flagellé.
None of us can stand next to Paul on that day. He says, but none of these things move me. For this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press onwards in the heavenly vision. I press towards the mark for the greatest prize of all. The heavenly calling. The high calling in Christ Jesus. He wanted to fulfill his calling in all the aspects of his calling. He wanted to stand before Christ and say, I was a sinner saved by grace. But I finished the work you gave me to do. And that's what he did in 2 Timothy 4. He says, I finished the course. Henceforth there's waiting for me a crown of life.
And
not only for me,
personne,
but for all those who love his appeal.
À moi, mais à tous ceux
what
qui
a testimony the man had.
Amen.
And such a testimony.
Yes, un tel témoignage,
such a heavenly walk.
Un tel travail céleste,
had to have a heavenly origin.
Qui a une origine céleste.
There had to be a divine something to start that work.
Il doit y avoir quelque chose de divin.
Otherwise, a man would have soon got fed up and said, it's enough. I've played the guitar for 10 years, I'm playing it no more. I've preached 20 years. I'm taking pension now. I like old brother Angren in America. He died, I think, at 95 and he was still preaching. That's wonderful. And the prophet had told him, Brother Morris, God has made you pastor of that place. And in all of his years, many things started. But Brother Angren was still there. Right to 95 years old. Wouldn't you want to come to the end of your earthly pilgrimage like that? Dying with a sword in your hand.
Right.
That's a wonderful way to go.
Right.
Let's look in Acts chapter 26. Let's look at Paul's heavenly calling, the heavenly vision. Now we're speaking to the brothers at home while we're moving house, saying that Paul, whenever he was challenged about anything, before Caesar, before Festus, wherever, he would go back to his heavenly calling. He'd go back and say, my friend, I don't know about all these other things, but I know where this started. I know who started this work. Verse 13, Acts 26. At ease before the king, imagine. At midday, O king, I saw in the way a light from heaven. It's wonderful. When the Lord comes your way, it brings light. When he was a Pharisee, he was sincere, but he was in darkness. He couldn't see which way he was supposed to go. He was walking in darkness. But when the message of the hour, Christ, came down, the pillar of fire, he says, a light shone about me. Aren't you glad a light shone about you? In dark Laodicea. And you can see who you are. See where you came from. See where you're going. A light shone around him. Above the brightness of the sun shining about me and them which journeyed with me. Verse 14. And when we are fallen to the earth, I heard a voice speaking to me. You see, it's not just the manifestation, it's the voice of the sign. That's where the calling came. Many people have seen lights. Many people have seen the pillar of fire. Many. But what did it say?
Mais qu'est-ce qu'elle a dit
to you?
À vous?
That's the most important thing.
C'est la chose la plus importante.
He doesn't just come to show that he can come.
Il n'est pas venu
he comes to speak to you.
Mais il doit vous parler.
That's what he wants.
C'est ce qu'il
he
veut.
Wants to personally speak to you and personally speak to me.
Il veut vous parler personnellement.
That alone will quicken the seed.
Cela va vivifier
that
la
alone
semence.
Will bring the heavenly vision.
Cela va amener la vision.
That celeste. Alone will give you perseverance.
Cela va vous donner de la
that alone will give you persistence. Jesus said the gates of hell will never prevail against this because flesh and blood didn't reveal this to you, but my heavenly Father, he's personally revealed this to you. And let me tell you, your calling has the keys. You take the keys of the kingdom. You'll open the doors to the Jews. You'll open it to Cornelius the Gentiles. You'll open it to the Samaritans. That was his commission, Peter. He knew his commission despite his weaknesses. So this light shines down and speaks to him. What does it say? Notice it speaks in a Hebrew tongue. None of the other people understood what was being said. The Roman soldiers didn't know Hebrew. God spoke in a language you would understand. God always speaks to you in a language you understand. Something you can relate to. And what did the voice say? Saul, Saul.
Paul,
it's a personal call.
C'est un appel.
He knows my name.
Il connaît mon nom.
He knows where I am.
Il sait où je me trouve.
Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
Pourquoi me persécutes-tu?
Verse 15, what's the response?
Quelle est la réponse?
And I said, who are you, Lord?
Qui es-tu, Seigneur?
You've got to respond back the right way, friends. Otherwise, he stops speaking.
Vous devez répondre de la bonne manière.
But when he speaks, take off your shoes.
Il dit, enlève tes chaussures.
Call him, Lord.
Il dit, il appelle Seigneur.
What do you want from me, Lord?
Qu'est-ce que tu veux que je fasse?
And he said, I am Jesus whom you persecute.
Je suis Jésus que
and
tu
no
persécutes.
Man could ever tell Paul that Jesus didn't resurrect.
Personne d'autre ne pouvait dire à Paul que Jésus n'était
didn't
pas
matter
résisté.
What people said.
Peu importe ce que les gens
he disaient, met him
il l'a rencontré
in the heavenly vision.
Dans la vision céleste.
Verse 16. But rise and stand upon your feet. Now listen to this. For I have appeared unto thee for this purpose.
Amen.
There's always a purpose.
Il y a toujours un but.
Pentecost is fine, friends. I loved speaking in tongues.
La Pentecôte est bien. J'aime parler.
But there was no purpose.
Mais il y a pas de but.
Just made us feel good.
Cela ne fait aucun bien.
But you never better understood his mind or what he wanted us to do.
Jamais bien compris.
But I've appeared unto you for this purpose.
Je vous ai appelé pour
Let me ask you a question. Why has he appeared to you?
Je vous pose la question pour
That's your purpose.
Cela votre
let that be your absolute.
Que cela soit votre
it doesn't absolu. Matter if I let you down.
Même si moi
doesn't matter if everybody tomber. In this church lets you down.
Même si toute l'église
you fulfill tomber. Your purpose.
Accomplissez
you walk in your heavenly vision.
Dans
you fulfill your
celeste.
Holy calling. Because he called you, not me.
C'est lui qui vous a appelé,
he called you, not the brothers and sisters that are here.
Il a
so how can your calling be dependent on me?
Votre appel ne peut pas dépendre de moi.
I didn't call you.
Je vous ai pas appelé.
I don't have a heavenly calling to give to you.
Je n'ai pas un appel céleste à vous donner.
But the one who gives the heavenly calling,
mais c'est lui qui donne
he's l'appel the
céleste.
One we have to stand before at the end of the race and give an account for what we've done with the heavenly calling,
et rendre compte de ce que tu as
with
fait
the
de
gifts
l'appel.
And the talents that he's given
avec
unto us.
Les talents qu'il a placé en vous.
So let's keep our eyes on him.
Gardons nos yeux
let's
sur
keep
lui.
The heavenly vision.
Gardons la vision
if you
céleste.
Come to prayer meeting and you're the only one sitting on the bench, it's okay.
Si vous venez à la
you're fulfilling your calling.
Vous accomplissez votre appel.
You will get the blessing.
Vous allez obtenir la bénédiction.
Friends, don't ever have a religion that's dependent on other people.
N'ayez pas cette religion qui dépend d'autres personnes.
If you have a religion, I can bury it.
Si vous avez
and go and seek for the genuine thing.
Cherchez la chose originale.
Paul wasn't dependent on other people.
Paul ne se confiait pas en d'autres personnes.
He fellowshipped with other people.
Il communiait
he respected the callings of other people.
Il respectait les appels des autres.
He respected the offices that people held.
Il respectait les fonctions
but
que
his
les
individual
gens
calling wasn't dependent on them.
Mais son appel ne dépendait pas des autres.
It was a heavenly calling.
C'était un appel
and it gave him a heavenly vision.
Et Dieu lui a donné une vision
for
céleste.
This purpose have I appeared unto you. What was his purpose? Look how much the Lord's going to tell him. To make thee a minister and a witness. That's the purpose. Paul, you are going to be a minister and you are going to be a witness. What is he going to witness? You can only witness of something that you were there and it happened. That's why the prophet says, if you don't have anything else to say, go and tell people how you got saved. Because that's the testimony of a true witness. It's not a second-hand witness. You were there. It happened to you. I've called you to be a witness. And a minister. Now look how progressive it is. Both of these things which you have seen and those things in the which I shall appear unto you. That's how always take what you believe and put a comma at the end. Because we need to be witnesses of what you've already seen. And we need to be witnesses of the things that is going to appear to us. Some people may be far ahead of us. There's nothing I can do about that. I can just be faithful to my heavenly calling. And I can only witness of the things that he's revealed to me. And if there's more things that he'll reveal them to us down the way, if this is a genuine heavenly calling, the same people who called the people that are far ahead called us. Like I said last week, when Brother Pavel was in Brother Vin's church in Trinidad 2 weeks back, and Brother Vindale, he's got a very powerful church, very powerful doctrine, and they asked Brother Pavel to come and preach, and Brother Pavel stood there and said, Brother Vin, I actually came here to learn, to sit at your feet like Gamaliel. Because you people are far ahead of us. He says, but anyway, you can't go anywhere without us. You can't go anywhere without us. You cannot be made perfect without us. Even if everybody has to wait.
Tout le monde devra attendre.
No one's going to be left behind. Not one hoof, he said, will be left behind. Not one of the predestined will be left behind. I heard Brother Johnny Reagan preach once and he said the whole bride might be preaching. Maybe for months. Because it's just one more person to come. And we'll be coming to church, we'll be preaching, doing everything, just waiting for that last person. Because we can't go anywhere until the last person comes in. The lamb doesn't come off the mercy seat until the last one comes in. The last name on the book has to come in. Friends, we're not going anywhere until everybody's ready.
Jusqu'à ce que tout le monde est prêt.
Walking in the heavenly calling.
Marchant dans l'appel céleste.
So he says these things which I will appear unto you.
Ces choses pour lesquelles je t'apparais.
Verse 17. Delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles unto whom now I send thee. He knew where he was supposed to go, to the Gentiles. Now let me say this with humility.
Je vais dire
if you don't know you're supposed to be in Dublin, you're in trouble.
Si vous ne savez pas ce que vous êtes censé faire, vous êtes en
because trouble. You may be very far out of the will of God.
Parce que vous pouvez vous retrouver loin de la volonté.
You may have come here for the economy. Friends, the economy is not that good no more.
Peut-être vous êtes venu ici pour l'économie.
You may have come here for whatever education. That's okay.
Peut-être vous êtes venu pour étudier.
But I would never put education ahead of the call of God.
Mais
never.
Ne mettez pas l'éducation avant la paix.
You're very vulnerable outside of the will of God.
Vous êtes très vulnérable en dehors de la volonté.
But people leave Africa with this revival.
Les gens quittent l'Afrique avec le réveil.
They come to Europe and they die spiritually. Friends, rather go back then. Go back into the heavenly vision that he called you to. But I believe there's people here that are part of this heavenly
vision.
For this purpose he appeared unto us. That we may be witnesses to Ireland. He was a witness to the Gentiles. God has sent us here for a purpose. That's the heavenly
vision
that unites us in a common purpose.
Qui nous unit dans les buts
and we've
communs.
Got to keep this. This has come to a close here.
Nous arrivons à la fin.
He says, to whom I send thee. Verse 19.
Verset 19.
Whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision. I want that to be my testimony. With all my failings,
je veux que cela soit mon témoignage.
I want to look and say, what did you call me to do?
Je veux regarder
I may not be called to do a lot of things.
Je n'ai peut-être pas été appelé à faire beaucoup
not
de choses.
Everyone's called to do everything.
Peut-être qu'il vous a pas appelé à faire tout.
Some people are called to this.
Certains sont
some are called
à ceci,
to that.
Certains à cela.
But I just want to fulfill what I was called to.
Je veux faire ce pourquoi
and that should be your ambition as well.
Et vos ambitions aussi.
To perfectly fulfill what you were called.
Pour accomplir
the purpose that he appeared unto you.
Le but pour lequel il vous est apparu.
So it's a personal calling.
C'est un appel personnel.
I'll just skip a little bit and finish with this. What is one of the real, real important things? One of the most important things about fulfilling the heavenly vision in your life.
La chose la plus importante, c'est d'accomplir la vision céleste dans votre vie.
Is to stay humble.
C'est de rester humble.
Stay humble.
Restez humble.
The moment you lose your humility.
Quand vous perdez votre humilité,
I see some people.
J'ai vu certaines
personnes. The moment they just taste a little bit of the supernatural, they become arrogant.
Ils goûtent un peu seulement de surnaturel, ils deviennent arrogants.
I say, what's going on here?
Je me demande qu'est-ce qui
se passe. They know more than everybody now.
Ils connaissent plus que tout le monde.
No, friends. No matter what supernatural experience you've had, you'll never beat experience.
Peu importe l'expérience spirituelle.
A supernatural experience doesn't give you the maturity of experience.
Les surnaturels ne vous donnent pas la maturité.
That's why Paul said, when you make a deacon, don't let him be a novice.
C'est pourquoi Paul dit un diacre ne doit pas être un novice.
Lest the devil take advantage.
Que le diable prenne avantage.
Though he may have a powerful experience.
Peut-être qu'il a une.
But let him be tried and proven first.
Même s'il a une expérience puissante, qu'il soit d'abord éprouvé.
Make sure the person's got the right character as well.
Que la personne a le bon caractère.
Listen what the prophet says in Questions and Answers.
Le prophète dit dans question
he reads from Luke 10, verse 18. Let's read it as our final scripture.
Luke 10:18.
We'll finish this next time. Luke 10, verse 18.
Luke 10:18.
It's a question that people are asking about positions and calling and so forth.
C'est des questions que les gens posent.
Luke 10, verse 18.
Des positions.
This is the Lord Jesus Christ. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. So Satan fell from his original position.
Satan est tombé de sa position originale.
You see, Satan,
vous voyez, Satan
was the original archangel of God.
Il était l'archange original.
Questions and answers. Question 68. He once dwelt in the heaven.
Il a habité une fois au ciel.
He had a heavenly calling.
Il avait un appel céleste.
He was right next to the throne.
Il était là juste à côté du trône.
He was in heavenly places at one time.
Une fois, il a habité dans les
in the heavenly vision.
Dans la vision
Lucifer.
Lucifer.
Son of the morning, the bright and morning star, whatever.
L'étoile du matin.
He once was the greatest person in the heavens outside of God.
Il était la plus grande la personne la plus importante au ciel en dehors
de Dieu. He was God's right hand man to fellowship.
Il était le bras droit de Dieu dans la communion.
But he got puffed up in his heart.
Mais il a été enorgueilli dans son cœur.
It's not him who starts the race, friends. It's him who finishes the race.
C'est pas celui qui a commencé, mais celui qui
termine. That's the important thing.
C'est la chose.
It's not your testimony of 2 years ago.
C'est pas votre témoignage.
It's what are you in Christ today?
C'est ce que vous êtes en Christ aujourd'hui.
That's the important thing.
C'est la chose importante.
And isn't that just the way the people get today?
N'est-il pas ce que nous voyons aujourd'hui?
Let God just bless a fellow and put a little confidence in him.
Que Dieu bénisse seulement quelqu'un en plaçant un petit quelque chose en lui.
And he gets to be a know-it-all.
Il commence à devenir un je sais tout.
He's got to start an organization.
Il veut commencer une organisation.
You can be a one-man organization.
Vous pouvez être l'organisation composée.
When you're going according to your own system,
vous avez commencé votre
you're not working
système.
In harmony with the bride.
Vous ne marchez pas en harmonie avec le.
You're not moving in orbit with the other planets around the sun.
Vous n'êtes pas en synchronisme.
You
avec
know better than everybody.
Vous pensez
be careful.
Meilleur que les autres.
You'll become a one-man organization.
Vous allez devenir une dénomination d'une seule
personne. That's what Lucifer.
C'est ce que
when he
Lucifer.
Gets into somebody,
quand il est arrivé à quelque chose,
they start an organization.
Il a commencé une organisation.
Or they've got to do something that's different.
Il veut faire quelque chose de différent.
I don't want to do something different.
Je veux faire quelque chose différent.
I just want the plain old gospel.
Non, je veux seulement jouer cet évangile.
We sing about it.
Nous chantons de cela.
I'm so glad to say I'm one of them.
Je suis si heureux d'être l'un d'eux.
I don't want to be different.
Je veux pas être différent.
I don't want to be original.
Je veux être original.
But you want to be in the heavenly calling.
Mais vous devez être dans la paix.
Times may be different.
Les temps peuvent
conditions
être
may be different.
Les conditions peuvent être différentes.
But you want to walk with Christ
and
have the same old fruits of the Spirit. The same old humility and genuineness that the saints of old had.
We
were speaking with a brother yesterday. And just saying that if people, if we as message believers would just have the same spirit the prophet had, the same approach the prophet had to denominational people, to people that were wrong and things, this message would have done a lot more, I believe. But we don't do it the way the prophet did. He was so humble the way that he approached it. That was the outstanding characteristic of the prophet, was his humility. And the Bible says Moses was the meekest man in all the earth.
Et la Bible dit Moïse était l'homme le plus humble.
That's powerful.
C'est merveilleux.
Let a man just get a little confidence, he gets to be a know-it-all.
Quand quelqu'un obtient seulement un peu de confiance,
he's got to do something different.
Il veut faire quelque chose différemment.
The prophet says, "Why art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer?"
Il dit, le voici tombé du ciel, Lucifer.
Because the angels left the original estate.
Parce que cet ange s'est élevé au-dessus de sa position originale et ils sont tombés.
And they were cast out.
Ils ont été rejetés.
And they became demons.
Ils sont devenus des démons.
Yet look at the origin which they had.
Et voyez l'origine qu'ils avaient.
Now listen to finish.
Maintenant pour terminer.
God has a hard time.
Dieu a un temps difficile.
Trying to get somebody that he can deal with.
Essayant de prendre quelqu'un avec qui il peut
that
travailler.
Will stay humble and meek.
Qui va rester humble et simple.
And stay in that place.
Et rester en cette
place. Until God calls him to do something.
Jusqu'à ce que Dieu l'appelle à faire.
See, the moment God starts dealing with us, we want to run here, run there, do everything.
Quand Dieu nous appelle, nous voulons nous précipiter.
The prophet says that God's dealing with you, stay where you are.
Mais quand,
and wait for the heavenly calling.
Restez là et attendez.
Wait until you're sure and you know.
Attendez jusqu'à ce que vous êtes sûr que vous savez.
He says a man that God can bless.
Une personne que Dieu peut
bénir. And he will still keep himself a man.
Et qui va se garder dans
not
sa position.
Be an angel or a god.
Ou pas faire de lui-même un ange.
But as soon as man gets blessed,
mais la personne, aussitôt qu'elle
has a little something given to him,
et qu'on lui donne un petit quelque
he wants to become a god.
Il veut devenir un
he
Dieu.
Wants to become an angel.
Il veut devenir un ange.
He wants to become some great person.
Il veut devenir une grande
what
personne.
I do, me and mine, all that.
Ce que j'ai fait, moi, ce que moi
that's
je suis.
The wrong attitude.
C'est la mauvaise attitude.
God is hunting for somebody Today he's hunting for somebody
Dieu cherche quelqu'un
who he can bless,
qu'il peut bénir,
pour out his blessings.
Déverser ses
and the more that he's blessed,
plus il
the
bénir,
littler the man will become.
Et plus il s'humilie.
That's what God's hunting for, friends.
C'est la personne que Dieu
Don't
cherche.
You want to be a candidate today
ne voulez-vous pas être cet
to
candidat
take off your shoes,
d'enlever vos chaussures,
to lay at his feet,
de vous coucher à ses pieds.
And the prophet says, you will never get more of God.
Listen,
you will never get more of God than you've got now. Until you become nothing. Because you must decrease so that he can increase. That's God's law. He that humbles himself shall be exalted. You've got to belittle yourself. You've got to get little.
Vous devez vous amoindrir
before you can get big.
Avant de devenir grand.
And you'll never be big in your own self.
Et vous n'allez pas devenir grand par vous-même.
You'll only be as big as God is big in you.
Vous devenez aussi grand que Dieu est
grand.
You'll
only be as big as God is big in you.
Vous êtes grand aussi.
There's no big preachers, small preachers. There's no big brothers, small brothers. There's a big God in a preacher. There's a big God in a sister. There's a big God in a brother. That's the big that we're looking at. That's the big that we want. We want a big reflection of Christ. We want a big display of humility.
Une grande dispensation d'humilité.
It's foolishness to the world, friends.
C'est là être folie envers le
But
monde.
It's God's unchanging law.
Mais Dieu,
it's God's
la loi
unchanging
immuable
law.
De Dieu.
Friends, this is a heavenly calling, a heavenly vision.
C'est un appel céleste.
He's called us to a privileged position.
Il nous a appelé vers une position.
He says, "Be humble, brethren."
Il dit, humiliez-vous, frères.
Someday,
un jour,
the Holy Spirit will speak to you.
Le Saint-Esprit vous parlera.
He'll call you out to one side.
Il va vous appeler un peu à côté.
Somewhere, a little cabin or on a hillside.
Quelque part dans une cabine.
Or in a washroom somewhere.
Ou dans une lavanderie.
And there he will anoint you for a certain service.
Et il va vous oindre pour un certain service.
A certain thing to do.
Quelque chose à faire.
It won't be the laying on of the hands of the presbytery or the elders.
Ce sera pas une imposition des mains du presbytère.
It'll be the laying on of the hands of God Almighty.
Ce sera l'imposition des mains du Dieu puissant.
Himself.
Lui-même.
To put a new ministry in you.
Pour placer un nouveau ministère.
A new robe on you.
Un nouveau rôle en
vous. And he'll set you out as an example.
Et il va vous placer là comme un exemple.
And all the demons out of torment.
Et tous les démons dans les tourments.
Will never upset you.
Ne vont jamais vous déranger.
Then he says, God.
Il dit, Dieu,
grant my brethren
accorde cela à mes
that
frères,
each of us
et chacun de nous
will receive this blessing.
Amen.
Let's stand. Let's sing before we come to a time of prayer. A heavenly calling. I just want you to reflect and I reflect.
Je veux que toi et moi nous réfléchissons.
What is the origin of your calling?
L'origine de notre appel.
Have you met him?
Que vous l'avez rencontré?
Do you know him?
Que vous le connaissez.
This would be a good place to start.
Et c'est le bon endroit où
when we come to prayer,
quand nous venons en prière,
if he's drawing near to you,
si vous s'approche de vous,
you call upon his name.
Appelez son nom.
Let him deal with your soul.
Qu'il traite avec votre âme.
Seek him until you find him.
Et cherchez-le jusqu'à
Get something real.
Obtenez quelque chose de réel.
Which is a tie post and absolute in your life.
Quelque chose qui est vraiment dans
and
votre
if you feel
vie.
Cold,
et si vous sentez froid,
be humble.
Si vous sentez appelé,
humble
soyez
yourself.
Humiliez-vous.
Seek counsel, seek wisdom.
Cherchez la sagesse,
seek conseil. The leadership of the Holy Ghost.
Cherchez la conduite du Saint-Esprit.
It's safe to do it like that, brethren.
Faites,
that's God's provided way. Let's see.
Any song? Any?
Do you have something, bro? Let's sing that song, To Walk with Elohim, bro, if you don't mind. Amen.
Because you have chosen a narrow path, the hardest way. There's a great portion of heaven is waiting for you because of what you decided. Oh, that was the prophecy the angel told.
the great messenger. That is what will produce a great victory in the love divine. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time.
Many trials
and many battles against the enemy.
But His Holy Spirit
will lead us to perfect love. Oh, there is not much time remaining. To walk in this path. We can hear the chariots of our beloved one coming to meet us. Oh, I will walk this path. I will walk this path. In the footsteps of Elohim, I want to get to the end of time. And if my love will live in me, I will walk this path.
I'd like to come to a time of prayer, but I'd like to ask you first, where are you today? The voice of the word of the Lord came down in the garden, and it was a personal voice, and it said, Adam, where are you? And I would say to you today, where are you? Where are you standing? And Adam wasn't in his position. He'd fallen from his heavenly calling. Why? He listened to the wrong voice. He needed to separate from the wrong voice. He needed to hear the voice of the word of the Lord once again. The personal voice. And I would say to you, friends, be careful. Don't stay in no man's land. It's a dangerous place. Seek Him to know His will and stay in His will. It doesn't matter what comes. Let sickness come. Paul said there's neither sickness, nor sorrow, nor infirmity, nor demon powers. There's nothing can separate us from the love of God. Why don't you seek for that? So that you build yourself on the solid rock. If today that's your desire, raise your hand to Him. not to anybody else, but raise your hand to him and say, Jesus, on Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. I listen to no other voice. I just want the voice of my beloved. I just want the voice of this age to minister me to where I'm supposed to be. And may God bless you for that. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Let's speak to him. Don't be in a hurry, friends. If he's near, take advantage of your visitation. Even if you don't know how to pray, just call out to him. He looks on the heart. He sees your desire. Let's all enter into a time of prayer. Heavenly Father, I bring everything up unto thee, Lord, upon this day. I bring your people before thee. I bring myself before thee, O Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, even the administration, Lord Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I just say unto you, Lord, just be unto me, Heavenly Father, Lord, according to your word. Let it be so. Let it just be, Father, the way that you desire it to be, Lord. Forgive me, Heavenly Father, Lord, I'm asking and pray for listening to other voices. Forgive me, Lord, for listening to the voice of the critic. Forgive me, Lord, for listening, Lord, to the voice of the enemy. Many opposing voices, Lord. But I want to listen to thee. I just want to line up with thee. I just want to wait with thee, Lord. Heavenly Father, Lord, I just solely desire your grace, your mercy. As I thank you, Lord Jesus, that you have healed me. Thank you that you've made me well. And now, Father, I just want to fulfill the purpose of the calling that you've called me to, Lord. I just want to glorify the name. Heavenly Father, Lord, is my desire. I just want the glory, I just want Lord Jesus to go back to the original calling, Lord. You help me, Lord. Thy name be praised, Lord Savior.
Father, what, Lord, Savior, confirmation. Lord God and Lord Savior. Father, we are opposed to the Father's business, Lord Savior.
I just want to be about your business. I just want to do your will. I just want to glorify
the name of the Lord. I would never take the name of the Lord. Lord, may she have been able to see this word, Lord. Father, Lord, God, righteous Savior, in its plainest, Lord. Lord, and see a confirmation, Lord. Father, see, Lord, that Lord Savior. Father, you are so interested, Lord Savior, in our situation, Lord Savior. Father, our Lord Savior, even Lord Savior, so much desire. Lord, the same for you, Father, Lord, even upon this time. But you, God, Lord Savior, know, Lord Savior, how to deal with, Lord, Father, your children, Lord Savior, God. Father, Lord, God, righteous Savior, we pray. Lord, that in our next fellowship, Lord, may we, Lord Savior, point, Lord. Father, Lord, God, to the confirmation, Lord. Lord, that followed, Lord, Savior, after, Lord, our fellowship, Lord, Savior, God. Oh, God, you be glorified, Lord, even in these things, Lord, Savior. You get the praise, Lord. Father, even in these things, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we look to thee, Lord, Savior. Knowing you be, Lord, Savior, that you, Lord, Father, our God, Lord, Savior, who art, Lord, Savior, so concerned, Lord, Father, for our, Lord, Savior, farewell, Lord, Savior. Knowing you be, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, God, righteous Savior, Lord, we have come, Lord, Savior, from eternity, Lord Savior, to act out, Lord, what you, Lord Savior, Father, pre-planned, Lord, Father, and we are, Lord Savior, Father, Lord God, Lord, even in a destination back to eternity, Lord Savior, Father, Lord God, and even as thou hast confirmed, Lord, Lord, none shall be left, Lord, but all, Father, that thou hast, Lord Savior, Father, pre-planned, Lord, come to pass, Lord, Lord, like you said, all, Lord, that is in thine hands, Lord, Father, Lord God, you shall lose none, Lord Savior, Lord, and we believe today, Lord, Lord, that we, Lord Savior, are in your plan, Lord. Lord, your divine plan, Lord Savior. Lord, we are, Lord Savior, a part, Lord. Father, even of Lord Savior. Lord, your purpose, Lord. Father, Lord, and we, Lord Savior, what is our Lord Savior, to act out, Lord Savior. Lord, that part, Lord. Father, in its original state, Lord Savior. Lord, we not desire, Lord, to deserve, Lord, to the left or to the right, Lord. Lord, but even desire, Lord, to go exactly, Lord. Father, as we are called, Lord Savior. Father, you get the praise, Lord. You get the glory, Lord. Father, for your kindness, Lord, and your faithfulness, Lord Savior. Bless, Lord Savior. Father, oh God, Lord, even as thou hast, Lord. Father, use him, Lord, even upon this day, Lord. Lord, just, Lord Savior. Lord, to confirm, Lord. Father, Lord God, those things, Lord. Lord, that we, Lord Father, constantly with fellowship one, Lord Savior. Father, Lord, and all we would ask now, Father, that you and Lord, Father, Lord, Jehovah, follow. Whether, Lord Father, another blessing, Lord. Lord, even of Lord Savior, restoring, Lord. With our brother, Lord Savior, as we will, Lord Savior, desire to meet with him, Lord. Father, maybe tomorrow, Lord Savior, Lord, on the next day, Lord, or even in a phone call, Father, Lord, and just continue on, Lord Savior, for Lord, it's all confirmation, Lord, that we, Lord Savior, Lord, I'm not, Lord, running, Lord Savior, Lord, I'm, Lord Savior, a beaten track, Lord Savior,
Father, we ask your grace, Lord. You be glorified, Father. Lord, remember, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, our needs that we even have, Lord, Savior. Father, for terms of you, Lord, his situation. Father, where you, Lord, Savior, strip down. Lord, even Lord, Savior. Lord, his issue, Lord, Savior. Lord, and just take away, Lord. Father, that situation, Lord. Lord, and help us to understand it, Lord, Savior, in the way that you, Lord, Savior, would desire for us to understand, Lord, Savior, God. Lord, you be glorified in this matter, Lord. And even, Lord, Savior, that young girl, Lord, even the hospital, Lord, Savior. Lord, Malina, we pray for, Lord, even upon this time, Savior. May you, Lord, Savior, condescend, Lord, Savior. Lord, and help, Lord, a spine, Lord. Father, whatever, Lord, the situation, whatever, Lord, the doctor would call it, Lord. But may you, Lord, Savior, Father, grant healing, Lord, Savior, God. Father, bless, Lord, Savior. Father, this word that has been ministered upon this day, bless, Lord, Savior. All that, Lord, Savior, love us, Lord, Savior. Father, say, Lord, let us not, Lord, Savior, take it, Lord, for granted, Lord, Savior, but stay in line, Lord. Stay, Lord, even in that, Lord, Savior, calling that thou hast called us to, Lord. Lord, Father, stay, Lord. Father, even in that destination, back to eternity, Lord, Savior. Father, we ask your grace now. You be glorified, Father. You get, Lord, the praise, Lord, Savior, God. Father, we come all before the Lord, Father. Grand, Lord, that situation, Lord, our family, that side, we come that before the Lord as well. Father, I pray, Lord, Savior, for me at this time. Father, pure thee, Lord, help me, Lord, Savior, we pray. Father, give us, Lord, your grace, and give us favor, Lord. Father, yet again, in the remainder of this day, Father. Lord, until we meet thee, Lord, Savior. Lord, even repeat, Lord, Savior. Give us another Friday, Lord, Savior, service, Lord, Savior. Father, Lord, we ask your grace, Lord, Savior. To take asking, Lord, Savior, that our Lord, Father, lead us and guide us, all that we do, Lord, Savior, God. Father, guide us now, shepherd us now, Lord, Savior, work all those situations and desires, Lord, you know them by name, Father.
Just ask Brother David, he wouldn't mind coming to close for us in a word of prayer. Let's remember Brother Lubanza, he's traveling to Finland, to France, Finland, and maybe Lithuania. So let's pray the Lord will bless him, prosper his journey. May the Lord's will be done until we meet the brother again. And let's keep the communion service in prayer. Let's keep our convention in prayer. Let's pray one for another in Jesus' name. Amen.
Merciful Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Once again, we come before you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and as we do so, Lord, we're so thankful for your mercies. We're thankful for your loving kindness.
Amen.
Lord, we know you have your children all across the land, Lord. But Father, at this time, we'd say we are the most blessed, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Amen. Father, not that there's anything special in us, but Lord, for your faithfulness, Lord, in speaking unto us, Lord, how we thank you for that.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your mercies, your loving kindness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, and we see that you're leading us, Lord, somewhere. Lord, we're not just drifting.
Amen.
Father God, and we pray at this time, Lord, that the words which were spoken, Father, even as we heard through the preaching,
Amen.
That you work a supernatural work through natural.
Amen.
Father, and we receive it even upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
We're thankful, Lord, for speaking to our souls, Lord.
Amen.
Father, and with the free will, Lord, we receive your word.
Amen.
Help us, each one of your children upon this day. Father, we may be in different places, Lord, positions in our walk with thee.
Amen.
But Father, we know that your word, Lord, is personal.
Yes.
And we trust that each person received, Lord, according to the expectation upon this day.
Amen, Lord. Yes,
Heavenly Father, we want to ask you, Lord, Father, just to guide and lead the plans which we have, dear Lord.
Amen.
Father, even looking ahead, Father God, to the convention, looking forward Amen. To next week.
Amen.
Father, where, Lord, it's for those that are victorious in thee.
Yes.
Lord, we're not victorious Amen. In ourselves, but yes, it's in Lord. The blood of Jesus Christ, Lord.
Amen.
So we pray, Father God, looking forward to communion, we ask, Lord, that you'd come fellowship with us, O Lord.
Amen. Yes,
Father,
Lord.
Just guide and lead, Lord. Meet all the needs, Lord, of thine children.
Please, Lord.
Heavenly Father God, yes. even as our pastor has asked, Lord, to We put before us our precious brother Lubanza. Be with him, Lord, with his yes. purposes, his Amen. Plans for the future.
Yes.
Lord, he's been a blessing unto us. We
yes,
pray
Lord.
That he'll be a blessing wheresoever he'd go, Lord.
Amen.
And may you guide and continue to lead him.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, we pray as well for his family who's not here.
Amen.
Be merciful even unto them, O Father.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
Most gracious and heavenly Father, we ask these things of thee because our trust is in you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, from the time that you called us, Lord, and revealed yourself unto us,
Amen.
You've been faithful to us. You give us purpose. You give us direction.
Yes, Lord.
So, Lord, please continue to guide and to lead us, Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, how our hearts would desire to remain here in this place.
Yes, Lord.
But, Father, constraints of time, Lord, constraints of, Lord, necessary for us to to move on and to go to our different homes.
Amen.
But we pray, Father, that that which you gave unto us, that which you, Lord, imparted unto us, Lord,
yes,
that your spirit would be with us, Lord.
Amen.
Father, that in our homes we'll fellowship around these things, that we not give occasion for Satan to come and rob that which was given unto us, Lord, even upon this day.
Yes, Lord.
Please be with us. Give us traveling mercies, Lord. Father, continue to direct, continue to guide and lead. Yes, be with our sister, Sister Tyro, who's not here, Father.
Amen.
She's far away.
Yes.
We think of her now. May your spirit just comfort her, Lord.
Please, Lord.
Father, we also want to bring before thee once again, Lord, Sister Patience, Brother Lamek, their brother, all of them, Lord.
Yes.
Just comfort them at this time, Lord, as their hearts with sorrow. They can't travel home. But may your mercies and grace be upon them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Father, all that was spoken, all that was done, Lord, all the needs that may not have been spoken, may you please meet them upon this day as we pray and ask these things. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen. 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 Thanks, brother. Saints, let's dismiss. Let's sing the song before we go. We shall wear a crown. Am I a soldier of the cross? A follower of the Lamb? Yes. Which one? Yes. I just want to really say to Brother Vlad's father as well, it's been wonderful to be with him. Just really praying that the Lord will bless his journey, bless him when he goes back home, and may God be with him until we meet again. It's been real fine to be with him. Please, those who are interested in outreach as well, please stay behind afterwards. We just want to have a little bit of a talk about that. And God bless you. But Tony was wanting to say thank you very much to the saints for praying for Denzel. Just keep him in prayer. But I believe the Lord who has started the good work will finish the work in him.
Amen.
So it's so nice to see him. Trust in the Lord will fully restore him in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
Sorry,
but just one more thing. Brother Will, is it on for next week? Sorry, I just thought I announced beforehand. Brother Wilmore, next Sunday after service, it's Hadassah's birthday. He's inviting the whole church to his house. I hope the whole church doesn't come because... But that's the open invitation of everybody. Brother Wilmore's house straight after church next Sunday. Just want to let you know this Sunday so we can make preparations. That's Hadassah's birthday next Sunday.
A soldier of the cross and fallen, for of the Lamb, and shall I fear to hold his cause or blush to speak his And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown.
Wear a crown, yes. Yeah.
We shall wear a crown, yes. We shall wear a crown. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Wear a crown. Wear a crown.
Wear a crown.
Wear a bright and shining crown.
Wear a crown.
And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Are there no foes for me to face my sign, nor stem the battle's over, we shall wear a crown,
wear a crown, yes. Yes.
We shall wear a crown,
yes. Oh,
we shall wear a crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in thy new Jerusalem. Shining crown. And when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Sure, I must fight if I should reign. My courage, Lord, I'll bear the toil, endure the pains supported by thy word.
Oh,
and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown, yes, we shall wear a crown,
yes. Oh,
we shall wear a crown.